Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to our Shir in Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes in a few places brings down a very interesting medrash at the beginning of Parshas Pekudei. The medrash is going on the pasuk at the beginning of the Parsha, Eila Pekudei, HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdos, and the medrash is trying to explain to us what it means, Mishkan HaEdos, in what way was the Mishkan a testimony to what? What was it testifying to? And the medrash says the following, in Parshas Vayakal we saw that when Moshe Rabbeinu collected everything necessary from Kol Yisrael for Binyan HaMishkan, the pasuk tells us there was Dayam V'Hoyser, there was as much as was necessary, and there was a surplus, there was extra. And the Medrash tells us in Shemais Rabbah, the Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Rabbanu Shalalim, Asinu es melechas ha-mishkan v'sarnu. We did that which was necessary. We built a kelim, we built a mishkan, made the begadim for the kaihanim, for the kohen gadol, and we have leftovers. What should be done? Manasa b'naiser. What should be done with the surplus? What should be done with the leftover material that was donated by Klal Yisrael? Amar loy, the Rabbanu Shalalim tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Leich v'asa behem mishkan la'edus. Go make a mishkan la'edus. Halach Moshe v'asa behem Moshe Rabbeinu went ahead and made a mishkan la'edus. And that's what the pasuk's referring to when it says, Eilab kudei mishkan, mishkan la'edus. There was the making of the mishkan, and then with the surplus, they made a mishkan la'edus. And the Mefarshim over there in Shemais Rabbah, one can check them up themselves, discuss exactly what it means, al-pi pshat, that Moshe Rabbeinu made a mishkan la'edus. Was it Kodesh HaKadoshim? Was it something independent? The Mefarshim explain what the Medrash means on a simple pshat, that Moshe Rabbeinu made a mishkan la'edus with the surplus of all the nedivas, all the donations that were brought in by Klal Yisrael. But the Sfas Emes in Yir Tuf Reish Nun Dalet says of an unbelievable tait from his grandfather, the Helik Chedush Herim Schusi Yagin Aleinu. Sfas Emes says, what does it mean that Moshe Rabbeinu made a mishkan la'edus with the surplus? With all of the donations that Klal Yisrael brought in, Moshe Rabbeinu made a mishkan. And that was a physical building which was unbelievable. It had the ability to have Ashras Hashchina in that physical building. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to have Nevuah over there. The Rishim spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu from between the Kruvim. The Kohen Gadol went in the Lefnai Lefnim. We're able to get a kapara on all the averis that we did with Karban or Karman Chatas. It was an asham. There was Shlomim that were brought in. It was a place where Klal Yisrael, eventually when it turns into the base of Mikdash, Klal Yisrael was oil regular there. It was an unbelievable physical structure. But there's something missing when all of that Nedivas HaLev, all of that donations, that Ratzin that Klal Yisrael had to make a place for Ashras HaShechina is put into a physical structure. Because what happens when the physical structure is not there anymore? If our ability to have Ashras HaShechina, if our ability to be able to have that relationship of Ru'uchi Bascham Lefnei HaMakom, being able to see how much the Rabbanu Shalom loves us is dependent on a physical building, that when the physical building is no longer there, when Klal Yisrael leaves the Midbar, or when Klal Yisrael leaves Eretz Yisrael and there's a Chorban Beis HaMikdash, one can think that we lost out and we don't have that relationship anymore. And one can think to himself, I don't have the ability to have Ashras HaShechina. V'shechanti b'seichem b'seichel echad v'echon may only be when there's a Mishkan around, when there's a Beis HaMikdash around, but me, nowadays, 2,000 years into Galus, I don't have the ability. Zaktas Vas Emes, what was done with the extra? Nothing. No physical structure was done with the extra. That Nedivas Alev, all of that money, and that Ratzin, that desire, and that Nedivas Alev that Klal Yisrael did when they put into the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu left over some of the surplus specifically, not putting into a physical building, in order to ensure that it lasts forever. Chazal tell us that a Havasha Tluya Bedavar, a love which is dependent on something, it was an anisay for this guy. Will not last. Doesn't have the ability to stay around because it's tluya b'davar. When the item's there, it's there. When the item's not there, it's not there. If a couple only enjoys each other's company because they both like something external, so then their relationship is going to be dependent on that external factor. And when it's not there, the relationship is non-existent. What Moshe Rabbeinu did was Moshe Rabbeinu left over extra money so that Klal Yisrael recognizes the Deire Deiris, that it's not just a physical structure that was created when Klal Yisrael gave what Nediva Salev, all the Zav and the Kesef Tcheles V'Argaman. What we also created was it a bond with the Rabbanu Shalom, which is unbreakable no matter how many years we find ourselves stuck in Galus. And he says that's what Moshe Rabbeinu did when Moshe Rabbeinu did a Mishkan La'edus. This is the greatest testimony that Moshe Rabbeinu could have created. Not the physical structure. The physical structure was nice and it was beautiful, but Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to do something that would last forever. A Mishkan La'edus, a testimony to the relationship that Klal Yisrael has with the Rabbanu Shalom, and we have, and the Rabbanu Shalom has with us, that remains even when the Mishkan is non-existent. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu did with the extra, with the surplus, with the leftovers. He gave a He created a Mishkan La'edus. There was the Mishkan, the physical structure, and then there was the Mishkan La'edus. Then there was something which couldn't be put into physical terms, couldn't be made into a physical building, because it was something which needed to last forever. And the Svasama says, that's the pshat on the Pasuk. The Pasuk in Malachi says, Lainis Naftarah, the Pasuk says, Ahafti Eschem. The Rishon says, I love Klal Yisrael. The Amartam and Klal Yisrael says, back to Hashem, but Ma'av Tonda, why do you love us? Alei Ach Esav Liyakov. Esav and Yaakov are brothers with each other. Why do you pick Yaakov Avinu over Esav? Why do you pick Klal Yisrael over Edom? Why do you pick us? Why do you love us? What's the pshat? And what does the pasuk continue? The pasuk continues and says, "Haloi ach Esav Yaakov ne'um Hashem ve'oyev es Yaakov ves Esav sen Esi." The Rebbeinu Hashem says, "I loved Yaakov and I hated Esav." And Sfas Emma says, the Rebbeinu Hashem is not answering our question. The question that's really deep inside all of our hearts and our subconscious is, Rebbeinu Hashem, why do you love us so much? What's the reason? What have we done to deserve the love? And all the Rebbeinu Hashem says, I loved Yaakov and I hated Esav. Zaktis Vasemis Acha Pirishu She'ena Hava Tului B'Shem Davar. It's nothing. It's not totally in anything. There doesn't need to be a physical building. There doesn't need to be actions. There doesn't need to be anything to create that love. Halei Ach Esav LeYaakov. Esav and Yaakov are brothers. Nevertheless, Rebbeinu Hashem says, V'Oyev Es Yaakov Es Esav Sen Esi. I loved Yaakov and I hated Esav. V'Komoiken Ahavas B'nei Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'etzem. The Rebbeinu Hashem's love to us is Be'etzem, and our love to the Rebbeinu Hashem is Be'etzem. The Sfasema says, L'chein Hayom Moiser B'Nedivis HaMishkan, Shagam Shezeh Abinyan HaMishkan U'Moid Ma'ila Gvaya V'Rama. It was unbelievable. The physical structure, we're able to create a place for Hashras HaShechina. It was Ma'oid Ma'ila Gvaya V'Rama. Ava Nidvis B'nei Yisrael Hu L'Ma'ila Me'Kol Davar. But the Nedivis HaLev made something even bigger than the physical structure. It didn't only create a Mishkan, it also created a Mishkan La'edus. It created something that ended Tului B'Shem Davar B'Shem Binyan, something which is not dependent on any physical structure, anything. Anything that we do or the Rebbeinu Shalom does, it's something which is be'etzem, that love that we have for the Rebbeinu Shalom and the Rebbeinu Shalom has for us. And the Sfasema says that's also the pshat, and what we get every Shabbos and Neshama Yisera. What does Neshama Yisera mean? Neshama Yisera, that Yisera is that same love, that same extra connection that we have with the Rebbeinu Shalom that was created with the Moisir, with the extra which is created in the Binyan HaMishkan. The regular neshama maybe is living in that world of the physical structure, the physical actions that we do, how much ahava, how much yira, how much dveikus, how many mitzvahs we do, the actions, the things that we're involved in during the sheshes mei amaisa, during the 6 days of the week. But the neshama yaseira is that thing which is lamala mekal davar. It's ahava she'ena tluya b'davar. It's the love, the relationship, the deep connection, the deep bond that every single yid has with the Rabbeinu Shalom. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu taught us, that there's a mishkan, and there's a Mishkan Eidus. There's a physical structure, but even when the physical structure is not around, even when things don't look as they should, nevertheless, there's always going to be a Mishkan Eidus. And that leftover money was what used to create that Mishkan Eidus. Hashem should help us, that we should remember that as much as it's crucial to create the Mishkan, the physical structure, as much as we need to be involved in that world of Nasa, we also need to remember that world of Nishma, the world which is Lamala Mekol Davar, that Ahava She'ena Tluya B'Davar, Halei Ach Esav LeYaakov, Esyakov Ahavti, that love that the Rebbeinu Hashem has for Klal Yisrael, which is Eina Tluya B'Davar, that world of Nishma, the world which doesn't need the Asiyah, the leftovers which are there, which create that eternal bond that every single Yid has with the Rebbeinu Shalom. Have an amazing Shabbos.